It started probably in late November. The surveillance system began picking up a big peak. And certainly by Christmas time, there were more than 2,500 cases reported. And you have to remember that, of course, many people don't come to the clinic and report the case. So the true caseload is likely to be much higher. 70% are under age 5. We believe it's now in Guadalcanal, Tomoto, Malaita, Choiseul, Gizo, and Isabel. So 6 provinces. It's very likely that people spread this as they traveled for the holidays.
So as you say, most of the people that believe that have it are, of course, the children, and we know that that can be particularly deadly. What's happening in regards to the response? I understand the Ministry of Health hasn't actually declared, you know, a nationwide alert, but health workers are very much trying to bring this under control.
Yes, Emergency Operations Center at Ministry of Health has been operational the last 3 weeks trying to bring this under control. Quite a number of measures being done by Ministry of Health, UNICEF, and WHO. Widespread distribution of soap and messaging on hand washing with soap, reminders to boil your water, reminders to clean and sanitize food and your homes and bedding.
And certainly, of course, awareness at this point in time is extremely important. But what about other preventative measures? I understand that the rotavirus is often what's to blame in these situations. And there is a vaccine that is available, but not available in Solomon Islands still at this point.
That's unfortunately true. Most Pacific countries are a bit behind in the rollout of the full number of vaccines recommended by WHO. Solomon Islands in 2015 introduced 3 new vaccines. Rotavirus, unfortunately, wasn't one of them, but it is in the plan. Kiribati just introduced it in 2015, and already we're seeing less cases there than last year. So it's not 100% effective, but it's a very important vaccine to have.